What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 21 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Jesus Calls His First Disciples. David Guzik once wrote, Jesus did not only call the 12, He also gave them power to do what He had called them to do. The same principle holds true today. Whom God calls, God equips. Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 8. Jesus called His 12 disciples to Him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the tax collector, James son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles, or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go gather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Freely you have received. Freely give. After Jesus said to pray for harvest workers in Matthew 9, 37 and 38, He sent out His disciples. Robert Mounts gives a detailed look at these first disciples called by Jesus. The disciples are called apostles, the only occurrence of the word in Matthew. An apostle was one who was sent on a mission. Some scholars hold that the title denoted a charismatic function rather than a specific office and that it was not limited to the 12. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 and 7, there is a distinction between the 12 and all the apostles. The names of the disciples are listed here and in Mark chapter 3, verses 16 through 19, Luke chapter 6, verses 13 through 16, and Acts 1, verse 13. The order varies somewhat, although Simon Peter heads each list, and Judas Iscariot is always last. Obviously, he's not listed in Acts. All lists have as the first four the two sets of brothers, Peter and Andrew, James and John. Matthew's designation of Peter as first probably means first and foremost rather than first in the list. After listing James and John, Mark adds, to them He gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. The second set of four names in each list includes Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew. Bartholomew means son of Talmai, rather than an actual name. He is commonly identified with Nathanael of John chapter 1, verse 46. The name Thomas means twin. Only in the Gospel of Matthew is Matthew called the tax collector. It reflects the author's amazement that Jesus would call into His service one who had served in such a disreputable occupation. In the final set of four, only the infamous Judas Iscariot is well known. James, son of Alphaeus, is so named in order to distinguish him from James, the brother of John. Thaddeus is called Judas, son of James, in both Luke and Acts. It is conjectured that Judas was his original name, but after a stigma was attached to the name by Judas Iscariot, he changed it to Thaddeus, meaning warm-hearted. The name Simon the Zealot is derived from a Hebrew root meaning zealous. Whether this described his energetic character or referred to a former relationship with the zealot party is uncertain. It is noteworthy that only Peter, James, and John play any role in the book of Acts. The disciples were all Jewish by ancestry and probably remained with that branch of Christianity after the church became increasingly Gentile in the second half of the first century. For that reason, our knowledge of their later lives comes primarily from tradition. Notice that Jesus called them to him and then sent them out after giving them authority. Recall on day 5, when we introduced the Great Commission, Matthew 28:18, we discovered that the word authority is the Greek word exousia. This term means that Jesus is saying, out of who I am. So Christ called them to himself and then sent them out with the same power that resides in him. That is precisely why they could heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, and drive out demons. Jesus concludes his call by telling his disciples, "Freely you have received, freely give." Leon Morris notes, "Until now, the verbs have all been in the present tense, but now we have two aorists. You received points back to what God has already given to them. Give points forward to their own act of giving." The same adverb, freely, is used in both clauses. The way God has treated them is the way they are to treat others. This statement can be rendered, "You received without cost, give without charge." Jesus supplies those he sends, not only with his power, but also with the heart to exemplify Jesus and how they minister to others. Some questions to consider. How significant is it that Jesus called his disciples to him before he sent them out for him? Keeping in mind the Greek word exousia, how are you going in his authority? And finally, in your going, how can you freely give as you have freely received? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.